I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. And today we've got another one of our sort of behind the scenes coaching sessions, so to speak. A slightly different one, though. We are going to be, over the coming months, following someone's journey right through to their first half Ironman event. And they literally coming off zero base, as you'll hear in today's podcast. And we're going to be working with them closely, along with a whole bunch of other people, dietitians, biokineticists, and Biogen. It's all part of Biogen's journey. And we're going to be getting Hobbo to Ironman 70.3 in Durban next June. So if you are just starting out, or if you're thinking about starting out, I think you're going to get so much out of this podcast. And I want to urge you to really follow along. And if this inspires you, we want to hear about it. So definitely do what you need to do. Make some big decisions today, and be in touch. We'd love to help you achieve those goals as well. But enough of me yakking. Let's get into our chats with myself, Lindsay Parry, and Hobbo. We've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again as well. Lindsay, welcome. Nice to touch base.
Yep, always good, Brad.
Lindsay, our guest today is someone that I'm quite excited to share a story with, because there's a video flying around social media about him. He's doing a bit of work and he set some big goals, and his journey is very similar to the journey that I've sort of undertaken. So it's a great pleasure to welcome James Hobson onto the podcast, more famously known as Hobbo. Hobbo, how's it?
Good on you, Brad. Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, no worries at all. Hobbo, I'm super excited for you because I think you've set an amazing goal, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But for folks who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Essentially, I live in Joburg. I play a bit of golf, play a bit of social water polo, and I've been set the challenge, or taken upon myself, to do a half Ironman next year, June.
I love it. And that's the 70.3 that's happening in Durbs. Tell us a little bit about, because I mean, we'll bring the coach in here in a moment, but for a lot of people, an Ironman or half Ironman, even an Olympic distance triathlon, the swim is probably what freaks them out the most. You talk about social water polo. My lighty plays water polo. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Do you have to wear a budgie smuggler when you're playing social water polo, or is it in baggies? That's my first question.
Most certainly, only budgie smugglers.
I love it. But Hobbo, obviously the swim doesn't freak you out. The bike and the run's going to be a challenge. You also are a bit of a unit. You're not the smallest bloke around.
Yeah. So when we started this, I was at 130 kgs. So obviously, pulling that around 70.3 miles is not the easiest. So obviously trying to lose a bit of weight. The swim is fine, but the cycle, we should be all right, but the run is very scary. And I'm glad I've got a decent coach on board for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hobbo, tell me why. Why this goal? Why 70.3?
I think it's probably, if you look at me now, a lot of people are saying, geez, it's out of reach and good luck, and you know. But I think it's something I could do, and it's something that excites me. And I don't know.
His best mate's trying to keep him alive. His best mate's challenged him to it because he's trying to keep him alive.
I love that. Hobbo, you talk about the social water polo and playing golf now, but growing up, were you an active kid? Did you play much sport growing up?
Yeah, I was pretty sporty at school, but then obviously let myself go when I found the joys of alcohol and women at varsity, and then moved to the UK, and then found the joys of fast food and convenience and cider and things like that. So, yeah, moving back, I think I need to look at sort of getting a bit better in shape and losing a bit of weight and keeping healthier.
Yeah, Hobbo, I love that because I think that's the story for so many people. And it's, I mean, you're active as a kid and you're running around, but it's like when life gets in the way, often your health is the first thing that you let go. And I'm super excited for this journey. Lindsay, I know it's, the build-up to 70.3, it's still a way away, but you can't wake up and decide, you know what, I'm going to do one of these things in a week from now. So it is a whole long process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, when you're starting off, in many ways, that is your riskiest time. Like if you're gonna achieve a goal or not achieve a goal, many times that is derailed in the first 3 to 6 weeks because people do get excited and they leap into it and they almost feel like they should be able to do more than they could do. Perhaps maybe it's because they get into a group that's already going and they feel pressure to keep up. So the first 3 to 6 weeks of a goal, it's daunting, but it's so important. It's important to go slowly enough. It's important to do all the little things right, to eat properly. You know, we're not going to turn into Mormon overnight. So, you know, most people aren't going to suddenly cut out all the booze. There's going to be a few drinks here and there and maybe a party here and there. But the thing is to start making the right choices most of the time and to really ease yourself into the exercise part of it. In this instance, Hobbo is fortunate to have a bit of a swimming background. It means that there's something that he's reasonably good at, although he's not fit in that area either. But we will use that then to get the fitness up. Obviously, cycling is a really good low gravity form of exercise, low risk for injuries. So we'll also then use that and build that one up a little bit quicker. And then, as he said, you know, the run is really his big fear. He's done very little of that in his life, and certainly not for a long time. And so we've started with walking, and we will gradually build that up. And by June, he will surprise himself by running most of the 21K at the end of a triathlon.
I love that, Lindsay. And you often speak about just the consistency and doing it week in and week out. And for someone like Hobbo, and I'm pretty much in the same boat as well, because I'm not the smallest of athletes. Man, what it would be like to, if I weighed 50 kgs, I've always said it, if I weighed 50 kgs, I could win a race. That's as simple as it is. But we unfortunately weren't blessed with those sort of genetics, Hobbo and myself. But for someone like Hobbo, the big risk at the moment, like you said, is trying to do too much too soon, getting injured, and then having to take an extended period to sort of mend up and then have to start again. So it's really important that there's these little building blocks that you build on over time as a coach and an athlete.
No, absolutely. And that really is the point that I was trying to make, is that you really don't want to have these big gaps, especially early on in the journey, because then it becomes quite easy to sort of lose the enthusiasm and go, oh, you know, why do I bother? And oh, I'm always going to struggle with injury. And so that is exactly it. And obviously being a part of the Biogen journey, Hobbo is also fortunate to really be starting everything on the right foot. So we are seeing someone who's assisting him with his eating and eating habits. He is seeing a biokineticist to have a look at any imbalances that have crept in over the years. He's going to be on a strength program that's going to help almost shortcut that strengthening process that we are doing by building up really slowly. Obviously, when and if we need any additional supplementation, that's always there. But amazingly, although that's what this is essentially about, Biogen Journey, you know, they've really been about, look, the stuff's there if and when you need it. But really, the focus is on healthy lifestyle and living. So there's also no pressure that we have to be feeding him on powders and that sort of thing.
Hobbo, for you, I mean, when the decision gets made, the excitement's there and the sort of the heart pumps a little bit faster, so the motivation comes quite easily. But you've been at this now for a little while, not long. I mean, we're literally just starting this process, and that's what this podcast is all about, is to sort of introduce you, and we're going to be following your journey right through to 70.3. But now that the hard work is starting, how are you feeling? I mean, is there anything that you're really struggling with at the moment?
Brad, not really. I mean, at the moment, the program is pretty chilled, which I'm quite happy about, you know, in terms of walking 2Ks, swimming a kilometer, which some people think sounds quite a lot, but it's not too bad for me. You know, half an hour in indoor trainer or cycling, which also is fine for now, but you know, I'm feeling quite good. Lost 5 kgs already. So that's sort of keeping me motivated as well. I think it'll be tough when I'm running the 10Ks or 15Ks that I've got to try run and cycle, you know, the big cycles that'll come up. I think that's where it'll get tough.
And nerves-wise, I mean, have you had any sort of wake up in the middle of the night moments yet where you thought to yourself, what am I getting myself in for?
No, just with a bit of cramp at times. But then I ask Linz and he just says, no, it's good. It means you're exercising properly. But yeah, in terms of that, I haven't really, you know, I'm worried about cutoff times as well, because I think like you, we're steam trains, you know, once we get going, we're fine, but it's getting the speed as well that I need to get to make sure I get those cutoff times. That's my only worry at the moment. And then obviously the run.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the good news is there's still lots of time, but it's one of those things that because there's lots of time, it's easy sometimes to go, oh, there's lots of time, so I'm going to miss a session here or there. But as Lindsay said, it's just ticking the boxes every session you've got, just make sure it gets done. And yeah, come June next year, you'll be well on your way. From an overall holistic point of view, I love the fact that you are doing this as a, you know what, I'm not just doing 70.3 and I'm going to go and find a coach and just train. You're literally doing the whole hog. So like Lindsay said, there's biokineticist involved, there's dietitian involved. You're really looking at this whole thing holistically. Do you think as someone starting out in the sport, that's probably the best way to go about it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm fortunate that we've got Biogen on board and that we're able to use those people. But I think, you know, just running, cycling, swimming is not going to lose you the weight. Well, not lose me the weight, certainly that I need to lose, you know. So it's about healthy eating. I could go and run 5Ks and then smash 3 burgers or whatever, you know, which is not, it's sort of counter beneficial. Mm. So yeah, I think it probably is the best way to go about it.
And I mean, while we've got you here now as well, I mean, is there anything that you want to find out from the coach? Something that you are like sort of need help with at the moment? Anything in your training that doesn't make sense? Anything you've got him right now, and you know, let's use and abuse Lindsay Parry.
Anything at the moment? You put me on the spot here, Brad. I can't think of anything currently. I mean, I do send him a WhatsApp now and then, just saying, what does this mean when he talks in letters and things, you know, 200, 200 E. And
when he talks in letters, when he uses words.
Yeah. So, he doesn't use the words. He just uses the letters. And I say, you know, if I've got a walk or a cycle or a walk and a swim, I just said, I asked, you know, should I do these together? Is that the idea of that? Or is it do one, do another later, or whatever the case may be?
Cool. Lindsay, I know you've also just gone with Hobbo looking for shoes. I mean, the importance of getting in the right pair of shoes when you're starting out on a journey like this?
Oh, absolutely critical. So I think, you know, again, particularly with the running, I must emphasize that shin splints and ITB, patellofemoral knee pain to an extent, these are such common beginner injuries, and they are as a combination of shoes and overuse or building up too quickly. So that's the building up too quickly is probably a good 80 to 85% of it, but it really helps to just be in a proper pair of shoes. And, you know, again, going there with Hobbo was important because watching him run, his running mechanics are not too bad actually. But if you look at him running, although his mechanics aren't too bad, and I would normally put a person with those type of mechanics in a neutral pair of shoes, when you actually see the amount of force that's going through the inside of the shin and the inside of the ankle, then, you know, now a motion control shoe is appropriate for him. And perhaps 20 or 25 kgs down the road, we may change him then to a neutral pair of shoes. But if he went into neutral pair of shoes now, I think we would have almost certainly ended up with shin splints in his left leg. And so that just highlights why it really is important to go somewhere where you can get good advice and get put in the correct pair of shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, over the next few months, right up to the build-up of Ironman 70.3 in Durban in June next year, we're going to be following Hobbo's progress. Obviously, Lindsay, you coaching him on a one-on-one basis. But I know Biogen's going to be documenting it as well. Hobbo, if people want to sort of connect with you or find out more about it or follow the journey, where's the best place to get that sort of info? We'll obviously have a lot on coachparry.com as well, but I'm sure you're going to be doing quite a bit of stuff as well.
Yeah, it'll be on hashtag Bajan Journey. That'll be what they need to look for. And then as the Facebook page and everything gets launched, I'm pretty sure that stuff will be on our website and obviously on our platforms too. So people will find it easily enough.
Awesome. Hashtag Biogen Journey. That's where it's at. And yeah, I want to challenge people listening to this. If you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I want to do something awesome. And it doesn't have to be an Ironman 70.3. It might be your first 10K. It might be your first half marathon, whatever it is. It could be the mile. Just pick something. If you've been sedentary and you want to sort of do something about maybe it's weight or getting fit or getting healthier, here's your opportunity. Let's do it with Hobbo. Let's follow Hobbo's journey to Ironman 70.3 and let's get off the couch. Let's get as many people as we can active and getting going. If you've got any questions, coachparry.com. You can chat to the team that we've got there. Lindsay's there. We've got a whole bunch of other coaches as well across the board. Running, cycling, triathlon, you name it. So get on there. And also that hashtag, as I mentioned, it is hashtag Biogen Journey. Hobbo, anything you want to add before we wrap up?
No, I think that's it. Cool. But yeah, it's the journey's on all the Biogen social media.
Cool.
Instagram, their Facebook and their Twitter. So there'll be a video every sort of 2 weeks. And then yeah.
What's your Twitter handle so people can follow you?
I don't have Twitter.
Okay.
So
do we need to show you how, Hobbo?
I might need to, but I haven't been instructed yet, so good.
I love it. Lindsay, anything from you before we wrap things up?
No, just I think the message from this particular podcast was really the slower you build up, the more of a chance you're going to give yourself to be successful. Be very patient at the beginning, and I guess what comes hand in hand with that is set your goal far enough in the future that it allows you to really build up slowly.
I love it. Well, to the two of you guys, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. If you, if you've got any questions, like I said, pop them onto the socials, get onto the website, check out Biogen as well. Hobbo, best of luck, mate. We'll be chatting over the months to come. And yeah, I'm super excited and super amped to see you run down that red carpet in Durbs, man. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for your time.
And that's it for this edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you very much to the coach as well. And also thank you very much to Hobbo. I think it's going to be an amazing journey. And I look forward to following the progress, as I said. And I look forward to sort of helping you follow the progress too. Before I go, if you haven't yet, if I could ask you a massive favor, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review or a rating on iTunes, it really helps us sort of get in front of more earballs, so to speak, and gets more people listening to this podcast and gets us able to help more people as well. So if you haven't left us a review on iTunes, please do. It only takes a couple of minutes and it really helps us out big time. We're back again in a week from now with another edition of Run. Some exciting things happening over at coachparry.com as well. Go check that out. And more videos. If you haven't checked out the videos that we post on Facebook and YouTube, please do in the Ask Coach Parry sort of format. And they are available on the website as well as YouTube and all our social media feeds as well. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.